T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For the most part, Ike, I was, a couple turnovers deep in Eagles' own territory, but for the most part, I thought Carson looked great. That was just physically how he looked, and man, the mobility was there. He made the, we asked, is he going to make the spin move? Mm-hmm. Oh, he made the spin move, got out of there, but you can't have him running for his life like that.
No, because eventually that's going to cost him some time out there on the field. I look back at his play yesterday, and I just can't think of many plays where I'm like, he's lacking this or he's lacking that. I mean, that arm looked live. You know, that pass to Dallas Goedert, he hurried up and recognized that safety was out of position, and he zipped that ball in there to him. The fact that he's breaking tackles and still keeping his eyes down the field. You know, he got sacked an awful lot yesterday. He got hit a few more times, and it didn't make him gun-shy. It didn't make him start. It didn't make him drop his eye level. You know, the thing that typically ails Nick when he starts to get hit, he's not looking down the field. He's looking at the defensive line to see if somebody's coming free as opposed to going through his progressions.
Uh-huh.
With Carson yesterday, for that being his first game back and the type of pressure he was under, meaning from the pass rushes or what have you, man, you can't tell me that felt like, oh, that was Carson's first game back. He hasn't played in over 9 months. It didn't feel like that to me. I'll say in the two games that Nick played, Carson looked better, considering yep. he hasn't played since last December.
Yeah, Carson needs help. Is what my biggest takeaway from the game yesterday is Carson needs help. We know that, but I don't think you can just sit around and wait for Alshon to come back or Sproles to come back or whatever. He needs help. So we had a couple ideas. First, we talked about on Friday, which is Le'Veon Bell. So according to Manish Mehta of
the Jets
beat writer for the New York Daily News, he says the Jets are in on Le'Veon Bell. According to sources, the Jets have reached out to the Pittsburgh Steelers to express interest in trading for disgruntled all-pro running back Le'Veon Bell.
Wow.
They have not made a concrete offer, but they believe the Steelers are serious about moving him. And it goes on to say they don't have a third-round draft pick this year, or is it a second-round draft? Where did I see it? Right here. But it doesn't seem like the Jets would be willing or to give up the first-round pick when they could wait because they have the cap space for next year. Mm-hmm. They don't have a second-round pick next year. But they have an additional third for a compensation pick. Mm-hmm. So they could get a three. Now, the Steelers could also say, well, we could just let Bell walk, and we could more or less get a three in compensation.
So you're going to have to give them at least a three.
Yeah, I think a two gets it done at this point.
Yeah.
Eagles happen to have an extra two, don't they?
They do have an extra two.
Extra second-round pick?
But here's the thing.
Yep.
The Jets, you know, are going to pay Le'Veon Bell this offseason.
They have cap space.
Yeah, they're going to pay Le'Veon Bell this offseason.
Yep.
Who the hell are they paying? They aren't paying anybody. What star player do the Jets have?
Not on offense, nobody.
I can't think of anybody on defense. They got rid of Mo Wilkerson.
Yep.
And also, Tremaine Johnson, maybe. Did they pay him when he came over as a corner? Like, the Jets may be all in on Le'Veon this offseason.
Yep, well, I'd be all in right now. Second-round pick done.
Mm-hmm.
Go get it done, Eagles.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Yep. Here's the thing. This is why you can't do that thinking about just this year. To me, you have to be willing to commit to him long-term as well. Even though you can't sign him into the offseason, you have to be willing during that little grace period before free agency begins, when you are the only one that can negotiate with him, you got to be willing to negotiate a deal with him. Because if you allow him to get the free agency, a team like the Jets are going to jump. They got nothing to lose.
Well, they're going to overpay everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Agreed.
Exactly.
So you want Le'Veon to say, all right, Eagles are paying me, and it's also a Super Bowl team.
Right.
So I could win a Super Bowl. Because, I mean, yeah, I'm sure he'll be happy going to the Jets if that's the biggest offer, and the second offer wasn't from anybody that he wanted to play for.
Mm-hmm.
But it's close. Cost of living and everything's less in Philly than it is in New York, so maybe it evens out that way,
mm-hmm.
like that. But I agree with you. Like, if Howie makes the call, it's because he knows he wants to keep him long-term. They can't sign him now for a deal, but you can have the wink.
Well, plus the fact that you're willing to give up a high draft pick like that, I mean, you can't make that type of investment in a player through a trade and then just let him walk.
You could trade Foles for the draft pick that helps you get Le'Veon.
Sure, yeah.
Right, like earlier we said, well, why would you trade a third for Foles? We'll trade a third for Foles to help make up for that second for Le'Veon.
Can we trade Nate Sudfeld for a third?
I don't know if he's available.
I don't know if Nate can win a Super Bowl for me if something happens to Carson.
Am I, because I almost would just make the trade based on what I've seen from Foles, even though I know what he did last year and I know he won a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But I would almost be like, yeah, that's not going to happen again. Right, like if Carson gets hurt and he needs to come in, I don't know.
It could happen again.
I guess. here's what I know.
I mean, maybe not out-dueling Tom Brady.
That
may not happen again, but playing well enough to win a football game can certainly happen with him out there.
Here's what I know. If you keep it status quo where it is right now, this team will not win any more than 10 games. Maybe they'll win more than 10 games, but they look like a 10-win team to me. They look like a solid playoff team, maybe a first-round win or whatever. They win the NFC East, which is weak, right? Like, yeah, okay, fine, they'll do that. But does this look like one of the elite teams in the NFC with this talent right now? The answer to me is no.
No, not after 3 weeks. I can't say that after 3 weeks.
All right.
The Rams look like they're clearly the best team in the NFL right now.
Jared Voorhees. Jared, would you trade Foles?
I would not trade Nick Foles.
All right, why?
Because, like you said, he did win a Super Bowl last year, even though you guys said that you don't think he could do it again. Would you rather have, if Carson does go down, God forbid, I hope he doesn't. He looked amazing, even though he turned the ball over a couple times. That touchdown looked amazing. Would you rather have Nate Sudfeld in there with no experience at all? I mean, he looked okay.
That's a no.
Exactly. He looked okay in the preseason, but Nick Foles won us the bleeping Super Bowl last year, you know?
Let me ask you this. Would you trade Foles and, like another draft pick for Le'Veon Bell?
I would not. Personally, Jay Jai is a good workhorse, but Corey Clement has the speed. I hate Wendell Smallwood. I'm just going to say that.
Come on, man.
He looked good yesterday, Wendell.
Oh, he did look good yesterday, but that was probably the only time he's ever done any. I've never seen him, besides yesterday, I don't think I've ever seen him run for more than like 5 to 6 yards. And
yeah.
I'm not a big fan of him. But I really like Ajayi and I really like Clement. I would not trade for Le'Veon because he's going to want the most money. He's going to want the most money for any running back in the entire league. Even though he deserves it, we have a very deep team. And you guys just said that.
Don't look deeper right now, does it, Jared?
I mean, we're 2-1. The road game against Fitzpatrick, Mills needs to get out of his head that when a receiver cuts in, that they're going in. The safety is there. They beat him on the jump route every time, and they just step out, and that's how he gets beat every game. I see it every game. But I think they are a deep team. Their defensive line is disgustingly good. Don't you agree?
It has the potential to be.
Yeah.
I think they have the personnel to be very good. They haven't necessarily dominated yet. Like, Fitzpatrick was pretty comfortable back there in that Tampa game.
They got a little bit of pressure yesterday.
They got pressure on
sacks.
Andrew Luck. Yeah, they got pressure on Andrew mm-hmm. Luck. So, yeah, I mean, I got no problem with the D-line. I think he's a little being a little unfair to the running backs, in particular Wendell Smallwood. Like, he can't call here today and say you hate Wendell Smallwood. Come on, man.
But he also called Jay Ajayi the workhorse. He didn't play yesterday.
Listen, the young running backs that they have right now, like some people would say, just stick with the running backs that you have. I would say they're serviceable running backs. They're not Le'Veon Bell, though.
Yep.
Yeah, they're not Le'Veon Bell, but they did a very good job yesterday. Did a very good job yesterday, man. Yeah. They aren't good enough to just give one of them all the touches. So you use all three of them in different roles, and that's how you keep them fresh.
What about using Foles to get it, to get the wide receiver that we're talking about? And the name that you brought up in the in the gentleman on Twitter that brought up was Marquise Goodwin, who had a decent year last year, a good year last year, almost 1,000 yards. Mm-hmm. Hasn't done much this year.
I was going to say he had more yards than any receiver we had.
He did. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Let's go to...
I don't know what the deal is with him out there.
What, did he have two receptions?
Yeah.
Or three receptions in two games?
I think he was banged up one game. He missed one game.
No, he fit right in. Ron in Overbrook. Ron.
That thing smells so bad.
Yeah. Ron. Yo, Ron.
Here I am. Sorry, let me take it off.
You got it, man. What's going on?
Hey. How y'all doing? Long
good.
Time listener, first time caller.
What up, Ron?
Am I the only one that's worried about the defense?
Like?
I mean, I know give bend that don't break, and I know they've been down in the red zone 10 times, want to give up two touchdowns, but come on. Is this going to last the whole season?
I don't think so. I'm looking at these games. There's something not right with the coverage. Yesterday was pretty good yesterday, but you're right. In those first two games against better weapons offensively, they sort of had their way with us. Atlanta couldn't get in the end zone. They certainly moved the ball up and down the field without much of a problem. Tampa capitalized. They were able to get in the end zone with some big plays. I think the defense played better for about a seven-game stretch last year. I think sometimes
we've been giving up 1,600 yards since the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
No, come on, man.
No, I'm with you. Listen, it's not. I think we overrate the defense because of how good the defensive line is. Like I think sometimes we like to think this defense is the best defense in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. You can make the argument it has the best front in the NFL from a defensive lineman standpoint.
Correct.
And I love our two linebackers and Jordan Hicks and Nigel Bradham.
And after that?
You know.
I'm just saying, man.
No, you're right. You got a fair point there. They're not bad, but you're right. I think our D line, if our D line isn't dominating the game, we can be exposed on the back end.
Correct. Yeah. I'm just nervous about that. That's all I'm saying. I'm not giving up. I'm just nervous.
Hey, Ron. I think you're perfectly okay with being a little nervous. You need him to play a little bit better.
Roddy McLeod went down with an injury. Doug said he'll know more tomorrow.
Right.
I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
Friendly fire. Jalen Mills caught him.
Yeah, it wasn't one of those you plant or he gets rolled on. And you know, like Jimmy Garoppolo, you knew yesterday that was an ACL for the most part, right?
Mm-hmm.
Non-contact injury. But he just looked like he has a bone bruise or
right.
contusion or something like that. It was a shot to the knee.
Yeah. Probably scared the hell out of him, too.
He was hurt.
Yeah, you get hit in the knee, man. And especially when you get that sharp pain in there. You don't know what's wrong. You're hoping that your season isn't over.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese will come back with some of our great sounds of the day.
And we spent a lot of time talking about Jalen Mills and some of his deficiencies or what have you. You know, Ron Darby was out there yesterday. I don't know how many plays Ron Darby made yesterday.
Not a ton.
Right?
I didn't see him get beat a lot.
Oh, he got lucky on that one play. See, that's what I mean by the Eagles being fortunate. See, we forget about the pass that sailed through number 80's hands in the end zone. That was Ron Darby's man.
If that's like, a touchdown, we don't forget that.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. That it led to eventually a field goal instead of a touchdown. But that could have very easily been a touchdown.
2-1 either feels good or it doesn't feel good. And it's great to be 2-1. I don't know if it feels good or great.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.